Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect. It's 84 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On his way to Scotland to discuss tariffs and to visit his golf resorts, President Trump said he could, but he has not given thought to pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell, the only convicted co-conspirator of Jeffrey Epstein. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the White House.
Ghislaine Maxwell is someone who is serving a 20-year sentence, a conviction for sex trafficking that she has tried to appeal. This is someone who wants to get out of prison and who initiated this conversation with the Justice Department. She's eager to talk. The question is, what is she willing to tell them, and what is the administration willing, if anything, to give her in return?
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says deportation flights have begun from that immigration center set up in the Everglades. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his government is considering alternative options now to ceasefire talks with Hamas after Israel and the U.S. walked out of discussions in Doha on ending the war, citing a lack of desire on the part of Hamas to reach a truce. This is ABC News. Five pro hockey players have been acquitted in a sexual assault of a young woman that said happened when they were members of the Canadian World Junior Hockey Team. ABC's Andrea Fujii has the details.
The alleged victim, referred to as EM, testified she was naked, drunk, and scared when four of the men showed up unexpectedly in her room. I made the choice to dance with them and drink at the bar. I did not make the choice to have them do what they did back at the hotel, she testified. But the defense claimed EM had wanted a, quote, wild night and actively participated in the sexual activity. The players' lawyers showing videos in which EM said it was all consensual, though she testified that was not how she truly felt.
South Park co-creator Trey Parker responding when word came that the White House was angry over the season premiere of the animated show, which was not flattering to President Trump. Parker, who was on a San Diego Comic-Con panel with his partner Matt Stone, said, quote, we're terribly sorry. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 83 degrees in Richland Center at 1205. Our forecast calls for a air quality alert for Vernon and Juneau counties until 11 o'clock tonight for wildfire smoke levels. The rest of our forecast for the area, cloudy and sunshine mix, hazy, warm, and humid this afternoon with highs in the low to mid 80s. Tonight, some clouds and mild, a slight chance of a shower, mainly to the south, a low of 65. And tomorrow, partly sunny, warm, and humid, a slight chance of a shower in the morning with a high of 86. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 65, it's 83 degrees.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
It's 83 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Democratic field is shaping up in the race for Wisconsin governor. With Tony Evers not seeking a third term, the first Democrat officially out of the gate to succeed him is the state's lieutenant governor.
Hello, Wisconsin. It's your lieutenant governor, Sarah Rodriguez, here. I've been an ER nurse, public health expert, and a small business owner. I'm used to being on my feet and getting right to the point. So let's go. First, I have an announcement. I'm running for governor.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley has also announced that he will be taking steps toward entering the race for governor in the weeks ahead. The potential Democratic primary roster also includes Attorney General Josh Call, former state party chair Ben Wickler, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. Washington County Executive Josh Schumann and corporate CEO and former Navy SEAL Bill Berrien are already in the race on the Republican side. Partisan primary elections take place in August 2026. Democratic candidate for Wisconsin 3rd Congressional District, Laura Benjamin, hosted a town hall in Chippewa Falls Monday night. Benjamin met with a number of local residents at Irvine Park, sharing detailed information about some of the lesser-known provisions in the new federal budget bill. Questions from area residents attending the town hall centered on issues like healthcare access and Social Security funding. Some also lamented the influence of big money in politics just months after watching the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history. On the heels of a heat advisory issued this week and extreme heat conditions rising across Wisconsin, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joined her colleagues in introducing the Asuncion Valdivia Heat Illness, Injury, and Fatality Prevention Act, legislation to protect the safety and health of workers who are exposed to dangerous heat conditions in the workplace. The legislation would protect workers against occupational exposure to excessive heat by requiring the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to establish an enforceable federal standard to protect workers in high heat environments with common sense measures like paid breaks and cool spaces, access to water, limitations on time exposed to heat, and emergency response for workers with heat-related illness. The bill also directs employers to provide training for their employees on the risk factors that can lead to heat illness and guidance on the proper procedures for responding to symptoms. The legislation is named in honor of Asuncion Valdivia, who died in 2004 after picking grapes for 10 hours straight in 105-degree temperatures. He fell unconscious, but instead of calling an ambulance, his employer told his son to drive his father home. On his way home, he died of heat stroke at the age of 53. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, 2024 was the warmest year on record for the United States. The past decade, including 2024, was the hottest on record, marking a decade of extreme heat that will only get worse. Between 1992 and 2017, heat stress injuries killed 815 U.S. workers and seriously injured more than 70,000. The failure to implement simple heat safety measures cost U.S. employers nearly $100 billion every year in lost productivity. Farm workers and construction workers suffer the highest incidence of heat illness. And no matter what the weather is outside, workers in factories, commercial kitchens, and other workplaces, including ones where workers must wear personal protective equipment, can face dangerously high heat conditions all year round. A tornado pushed through northeast Wisconsin on Wednesday. The National Weather Service in Green Bay is confirming that an EF1 tornado touched down in Keshena during Wednesday's severe weather. Menominee tribal officials say no one was injured, but the twister did significant damage to homes, businesses, and county property and knocked out power to the area. Crews worked all day on Thursday to restore electricity. UW Health is touting the success of its new mobile app. The app includes urgent care and emergency department locations, current wait times at each location, and preferred navigation for users to visit their chosen location. Since launching in September of last year, the app has surpassed 15,000 downloads. UW Health says almost 5,000 people downloaded the app last month alone. Other features getting added to the app throughout the rest of the year include a place for prescription refills and access to care options like virtual care. While home prices remain high, there are some positive trends for potential home buyers in recent months. Jimmy Kuska reports.
The state's housing market saw some positive signs in its June home sales report, which showed year-over-year sales up 8.1% and a slowing in the rise of median home prices. For over 4 years, the average cost of a home year-over-year rose 5%. For three of the last 4 months, that figure has stayed under 5%. The Wisconsin Realtors Association said that 11.5% of all closings happened in the month of June, and increasing home sales this summer could show an improving housing market.
A major development is coming to a Madison suburb. What used to be a quarry in Fitchburg is set to become an apartment complex and a row of retail stores. The developers of Jamestown Quarry are bringing a 273-unit apartment and four businesses to the area by early next year. That includes a bank, two fast food restaurants, and a car wash. The developers could open up more housing on the rest of the property once the first phase of construction is complete. an increase in turkeys harvested in Wisconsin during the spring season. Preliminary numbers from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources show turkey hunters took 50,287 birds during the spring season, a 14% increase from the five-year average. The two-day youth hunt also saw a slight increase in harvested birds. Regular season was divided into six separate one-week periods, which the DNR says helped maximize hunter opportunities. More than 246,000 authorizations were available for the spring season, and hunters obtained nearly 229,000 of them. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson and Coroner Betty Nye have released the names of those involved in a fatal bicycle versus vehicle crash on Wednesday. The crash happened at approximately 1:30 in the afternoon on State Highway 35 in the town of Bergen, rural Stoddard. David B. Fargo, 72 of La Crosse, was riding a bicycle southbound on paved shoulder of Highway 35, south of the city of La Crosse, when he suddenly veered left into the path of a southbound vehicle operated by Patricia A. Johnson, 74 of Genoa. Johnson made an evasive maneuver, but was unable to avoid a direct impact collision with Fargo. After extensive life-saving measures were exhausted, David Fargo was pronounced dead at the scene by a deputy of the Office of Vernon County Coroner, Betty Nye. Patricia Johnson nor her passenger reported any injuries. A two-vehicle crash in Grant County resulted in serious injuries. Early Thursday morning, around 7, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a two-vehicle crash with entrapment on County Highway K near Hilltop Road in Mount Ida Township. An officer from the Wisconsin State Patrol and deputies from the Grant County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene. When officers arrived, they learned Sean Leffler, 46 of Woodman, was traveling southbound on County Highway K. Joseph Freed, 49 of Platteville, was traveling northbound on County K. The preliminary investigation indicated that Leffler crossed the center line and traveled into the northbound lane, which caused the front driver's side of Leffler's vehicle to collide with the front driver's side of Freed's vehicle. Leffler's vehicle then left the roadway and came to a rest in the ditch on the west side of the road. Freed was able to maintain control of his vehicle and stopped on the roadway. Joseph Freed was wearing his seatbelt and was uninjured in the crash. Sean Leffler was not wearing his seatbelt and was trapped in his vehicle and had to be extricated by the Fenimore Fire Department. Leffler sustained serious injuries and was transported by Fenimore EMS to Grant Regional Health Center and then transferred to UW Hospital in Madison by MedFlight. Traffic on County Highway K was shut down for approximately an hour due to the crash. The Wisconsin State Patrol is handling the crash. Fenimore Fire Department, Fenimore EMS, Grant County Highway Department, and the Grant County Sheriff's Office assisted the State Patrol at the scene. According to the State Patrol, Sean Leffler will be cited for operating left of center and for not wearing his seatbelt. A group of juveniles arrested following an altercation on the UW-Madison campus. UW-Madison police responded Wednesday night to a report of a disturbance involving 7 to 10 people at Memorial Union Terrace. An investigation revealed the incident stemmed from an earlier incident involving two groups. Police said one suspect used pepper spray on members of the other group and at least one punch was thrown. One person was cited for disorderly conduct, underage alcohol consumption, and assaultive behavior. Police are continuing to investigate and are looking for more suspects. A Madison woman accused of serial animal neglect is a pet groomer. Madison police say the 39-year-old woman was operating an in-home pet care business at the location where multiple dead and emaciated dogs were found last week. Police came to check on the home after two different people called to say their dogs had not been returned after receiving care. One of those dogs was among six found dead. The other one was recovered as a stray. The woman has not been formally charged, but police are recommending 14 charges of mistreatment of animals. It is a hazy, sunshiny 85 degrees in Richland Center at 12:19. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo presented its first Daisy Nurse Leader Award. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
It's 84 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1222. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo has announced that Rebecca Raister, manager of obstetrics and emergency services, has been honored with the hospital's first Daisy Nurse Leader Award. This national recognition celebrates nurse leaders who foster environments where compassionate, high-quality care can flourish. Several colleagues nominated her, praising her unwavering support, calm leadership, and dedication to both her team and the patients they serve. Known for approachability and professionalism, Raister leads her departments with integrity, empathy, and commitment to the hospital's mission to deliver exceptional healthcare services. Rebecca Raister's leadership extends beyond her role in obstetrics. She is also responsible for the urgent care, staffing coordination, and shares in managing the emergency department, demonstrating her commitment to the broader hospital community. Areas of influence include patient safety and satisfaction, employee and provider engagement, interdisciplinary collaboration, and staff development. Her ability to remain composed under pressure, mentor new leaders, and promote evidence-based care has made a lasting impact on her teams. The Daisy Nurse Leader Award, presented by the Daisy Foundation, was created to recognize nurse leaders who may not provide direct patient care, but whose leadership is essential to creating a supportive and compassionate care environment. The Plain Fire and EMS 3-day celebration kicks off today at Plain Community Park. Festivities will begin at 2 with the youth softball tournament, and High Mileage will perform tonight from 7 to 11. Tomorrow will feature a youth baseball tournament beginning at 8. The Travis Stanichka Memorial Volleyball Tournament will be held at 10:30. And a beanbag tournament will begin at noon. The youth softball tournament will continue Saturday afternoon at 3:30. And there will be live music by Sean Shell from 4 to 7 and Cherry Pie from 8 to 11. Everyone is invited to join in on the Beach Luau Parade, which will step off Sunday at 11. Food and refreshments will be available all weekend. Celebration for Jesus will be held tonight at 7 at Fireman's Park in Hillsboro. The event is an ecumenical gathering for all ages. Bob Maglin is an organizer of Celebration for Christ.
There are five churches in the Hillsboro area that are supporting this program. A lot of activity. It's non-denominational, just letting everyone who loves Jesus to come and celebrate, and if they don't know Jesus, to come and find out about him.
Activities at the event should make it an uplifting religious experience for all who attend.
Tom Hoheck is the former head of the Hillsboro Fire Department, and he's also a member of the Congregational Church there in Hillsboro. He's going to be speaking. And Spencer Budenhagen is a young man. He graduated from Reedsburg High School last year. He is going into the ministry. He's going to be speaking. And then there's a fellow by the name of Jim Farley, who came from Hillsboro, and he was kind of a wanderer for many, many years, and he's coming to give his testimony of how he came back to Christ. And then, at the end, Andy Johnson, who's the pastor of the Laval Advent Christian Church, is going to be speaking.
All are welcome to attend Celebration for Jesus tonight at 7 at Fireman's Park in Hillsboro. The curtain will rise on Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin summer musical Little Shop of Horrors tonight. Little Shop of Horrors has become a cult classic ever since Rick Moranis starred in the movie in 1986. While most musicals revolve around a love story that has a happy ending, Little Shop is a dark comedy that runs counter to such expectations. Cameron Cormican is the director of the show.
At its heart, this show is a retelling of the tale of Faust, of the man who makes a bargain with the devil to gain all this wealth, fame, power, but he ends up having to commit worse and worse atrocities along the way to keep climbing up that ladder.
The story follows a hapless florist shop worker named Seymour, who raises a plant that feeds on human blood and flesh. Seymour is played by River Valley High School senior Dave Van Halgren.
For me, the key to Seymour was just being really sincere. And I think that's a tricky thing to pull off. It's easy to be a big actor and be loud and crazy. So I think trying to really understand Seymour as a character started with him being sincere and also finding what drives that character. I mean, he's a poor orphan boy at the beginning who's in love with the girl he works with, but has no way to win her or woo her. And then this opportunity arises with this plant, which is bringing him fame and fortune, and he's wrestling with what he has to do to ensure that fame, even if it means committing crimes. So I think putting that across to the audience has been a challenge, but it's been a lot of fun for me.
Seymour's love interest is Audrey, a pretty girl with a fashion sense that leans towards tackiness, played by Faith Morga. She says life experiences have helped her bring Audrey to life.
With Audrey not being in the greatest of a relationship, I kind of pull from relationships that I have been in that weren't the greatest to really bring out her scared and meek personality with that. So being able to draw from those personal experiences has really helped me bring out that part of Audrey.
Seymour and Audrey are co-workers at a rundown flower shop owned and operated by the cranky Mr. Mushnick, played by Glenn Dunn. In addition to its dark humor, some people love the show for its music, with great sounds from the 50s and 60s. Performances are scheduled for tonight, Saturday and Sunday, and August 1st through 3rd at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Friday and Saturday shows are at 7 and Sunday shows are at 2. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children. Tickets can also be ordered online at eventbrite.com. Simply search for Little Shop of Horrors, Richland Center, Wisconsin. The show is considered PG-13 and is not recommended for smaller children. For Pete's Sake, Day in the Park will be held Sunday, August 17th in Spring Green. Today is the day for those wishing to receive a 2025 t-shirt to get their order in. It is also the deadline for the run, walk, bike, and pickleball registrations and the pickleball tournament if you want a t-shirt. This is a change of date from the registration form. You may still send in a registration for the run, walk, bike after today or register at the park on August 17th, but t-shirts will not be available. August 10th is the deadline for the pickleball tournament, but there will be no t-shirts after July 25th. For more information on all events at the Day in the Park, check online at forpetesake.com. As residents and summer visitors alike enjoy Wisconsin trails and backroads, state officials remind utility terrain vehicle riders to focus on safe operation, starting with the simple step of wearing a seatbelt. So far in 2025, there have been 23 fatal UTV-ATV crashes in Wisconsin. Only five of those individuals were wearing seatbelts at the time of the crash. UTVs have also been involved in the majority of fatal ATV-UTV incidents this year, accounting for 86% of all fatalities.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance. Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 85 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67 of Lone Rock, died March 4th at home after a seven-year battle with corticobasal syndrome. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 3 at Wisconsin Riverside Resort in Spring Green. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Frank Ressler is survived by his wife of 26 years, Jamie, his daughter, Robin and Scott Limburner, his stepchildren, Kyle Dishler and Minette O'Brien, Kevin Dishler and Shauna Dishler, four grandchildren, his siblings, Mary Jane and Earl, Cubby Rulin, Patricia Ressler and Jamie Rogers, Vicky and Jerry Knockreiner, Alan and Diane Ressler and Randy Ressler, his brothers-in-law, Dennis Dankert, Sean and Kristen Eichhorst, and Dave and Dina Eichhorst, his mother-in-law, Sharon Richards, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Francis E., Frank Ressler, 67 of Lone Rock. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. Graveside services will be held Saturday, August 2nd at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A luncheon will follow at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Survivors of Terry Hardy include her son, Dustin and Alicia Schilling of Platteville, two daughters, five siblings, two granddaughters, five siblings, Dee Dee and Dean Turner of Missouri, Penny and Avery Blado of Richland Center, Ken Hardy of Laval, Kathy and Jason Richardson of Florida, and Ralph and Amy Carley of Dubuque, Iowa. 10 nieces and nephews, 13 great-nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center. Diana Lynn Elder, 69, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet and Blue River, died Thursday. The family will be holding a private service at a later time. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Diana Elder is survived by her daughter, Nicole and Lucas Stelt, two grandchildren, a brother, Gary and Sue Elder, nieces and nephews, and special friends Christy Jelly, Pauline Carter, and Tammy Woodward. Diana Lynn Elder, 69, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet and Blue River.
Need auto collision repairs? Look no further than Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. Our skilled team delivers top-notch service with a focus on detail and care. We offer free loaners to keep you on the go while your car is being fixed. Renowned for our excellent reputation, we take pride in getting your vehicle back to its best. Choose Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists and see why we're the trusted name in auto body repair. Reach us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to John and Chris Storr, Jim and Shirley Jewell, and Josh and Beth Peer. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope your Friday's going well, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are tracking kind of a mixed bag of weather across the Midwest with some rain off to the south of Wisconsin, closer to a stalled out front, which runs from Kansas all the way over to northern Ohio. Meanwhile, there's some cloud patches mixed with sun here across Wisconsin. There's even been some thick fog in the southeastern corner of the state near Lake Michigan. Otherwise, we are trending toward warmer and more humid conditions over the weekend. In fact, by Sunday afternoon, the heat index could be on the dangerous side, getting into the upper 90s at least. It'll stay hot into early next week, but turn unsettled as a series of disturbances spin in from the northwest, interact with the tropical air. We're likely to see a couple of rounds of thunderstorms rumble across Wisconsin. Some of those could be on the heavy side. We do get to look forward to a period of cooler, less humid air starting about Wednesday of next week. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Air quality alert continues for Vernon and Juneau counties and points northward through 11 p.m. for wildfire smoke. Otherwise, you can expect a mix of clouds and sun, kind of hazy. Temperatures topping out anywhere from the low to mid 80s. Easterly wind at 4 to 8. Tonight, some clouds and mild with a slight chance of a shower in the far south. The low temperature about 65 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm and humid. Slight chance of a shower in the morning with highs reaching near 86. Wind variable becoming east at 5 to 10. And Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy, hot and humid. High temperature about 92. 30% chance of thunderstorms Sunday night. Monday, scattered thunderstorms are possible. Otherwise, partly sunny, continued hot and humid. Low 73, high of 93. Tuesday, humid with areas of showers and storms likely. High 85. Wednesday, a chance of a shower early, then partly cloudy, cooler and less humid, high near 80, 70s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good afternoon.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently partly sunny and 85 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 84, our low this morning was 65. Our high so far today, 86. The record high for this date, 98 degrees, was set in 1934 and tied again in 2012. The record low, 47, was set in 1959. Last year's high was 80 with a low of 58. Sunset tonight will be at 8:32, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:45. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 4 to 6 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.10. Relative humidity is 65% and no precipitation to report. With partly sunny skies, it's 85 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The real problem facing rural health care, next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. We've been hearing for some time that rural health care providers are struggling financially because of dwindling numbers of patients to treat. Alan Morgan, CEO of the National Rural Health Association, says more than half of rural hospitals are operating at a loss, but not for the reasons you might think.
There's a myth out there that these rural hospitals are closing because of declining life expectancies and because of workforce shortages. And if you look where the rural hospitals have closed over the last 20 years, you see that it is not in the areas where declining populations have happened. It's actually in the areas where you have a clustering of patients with high health needs and the inability to pay.
In a recent webinar from the Farm Foundation, Morgan went on to say some good things have developed as a result of the situation.
And the story that isn't being told properly about this is because of these challenges, it's forcing innovation. And I can tell you almost every major innovation in our healthcare system over the last 20 years has its roots in rural America. This challenge is creating innovation hubs across our small communities.
There's a link to the webinar on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
A University of Wisconsin researcher says virtual fencing is a great way to manage grazing for cows, goats, and sheep. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. When you compare Pioneer brand Vorseed Enlist corn to the competitor, Vorseed Enlist dominates in delivering yield. Your best year starts with Pioneer. First, an ag economist says China's suspension of U.S. tariff exemptions could impact the future of ag exports. David Widmar with Agricultural Economic Insights says it has helped ag goods remain globally competitive.
Some of those exemptions go all the way back to the first trade war and that phase one trade agreement that we had in place. So China basically was exempting those tariffs that were on the books. If a producer or a buyer of soybeans in China is looking at buying a shipment of beans, they have to start planning on there being tariffs.
He tells Brownfield soybean and beef exports to China have grown since 2018.
Those are the two categories that I think is going to hit U.S. producers over the next few months if we don't see progress towards those exemptions going back in place and removing those tariffs altogether.
Widmar says China will no longer accept tariff exemptions after August 1st, and all previously approved exemptions will only be valid until September 14th. A University of Wisconsin researcher says virtual fencing is a great way to manage grazing. Stephanie Bowers is a dairy farmer and UW's regional dairy educator. She tells Brownfield virtual fencing uses cow collars and either satellites, cellular towers, base stations, or a combination of those. So farmers must do their homework to see which system would work on their farm.
There are 5 virtual fence vendors here in the United States, and it depends upon which company you're going to work with. And then also there's some variance between companies on which will actually work in your area, whether you need a base station or cellular data.
Bauer says on average it takes less than a week to train the cows to stay within a virtual boundary. And once that's done, new animals introduced to the herd learn quickly from the other animals. She says research has proven the systems are very safe and humane for animals. The head of the USDA Regional Food Business Center says the agency's decision to terminate programs ends a 2-year process building collaborative resources and improved accessibility to funding. Jahi Johnson-Chappelle tells Brownfield financial support for the Great Lakes Midwest Regional Food Business Center stopped in December, just before the grant process was to open.
All of us, you know, have the same purpose, to be getting these funds out to small and mid-sized food and farm businesses because they're going to be the heart of a resilient food system.
That center, hosted at Michigan State University, also supported capacity building efforts in Wisconsin. Johnson-Chappelle says it's tragic to see so much research and outreach meant to support the country's food system eliminated. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's Weekly Livestock Market Update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the Weekly Livestock Market Update each week on Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of sassy cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Direct cash cattle trade is holding out and cash hogs are sharply lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade appears to be holding out until late in the day to have any significant business this week. Bids have been floated in the south at $230 live and in the north at $235 to $238 live and $376 stress. There's still some distance between current asking prices of $232 live in the south and $380 dressed in the north. The USDA does release its cattle on feed and semi-annual cattle inventory report this afternoon, and business could be holding out until then. There are a handful of deals in Texas reported on Thursday at $231, a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. At the Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers 850 to 950 pounds were $2 to $8 higher. There wasn't a comparison available for heifers. The USDA says demand has been very good for all offerings. Medium and large one feeder steers, 844 to 846 pounds, brought $350 to $353.50. Feeder steers, 868 to 894 pounds, brought $336.75 to $349.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 658 to 692 pounds, brought $359.50 to $373. Box beef was lower at midday with light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 63 cents at $367.46. Select is $1.39 lower at $345.61. Cash hogs are sharply lower at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Overall demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, but China has been very inconsistent in its buying habits. It was noticeably absent from this week's export sales report. Domestic demand is expected to remain solid in the near term, but margins have been tightening for processors, and that could be a contributing factor to the recent reduction in slaughter pace. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are down 455 with a weighted average of 109.26. The Iowa Minnesota had no comparison, and the Western Corn Belt is 343 lower. Both have weighted averages of 109.63. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $83. And pork values were higher at midday, up 297 at 120.51. Ribs had jumped more than $15 to start the day. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hey sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. We are celebrating generations of progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment of all kinds. Mark your calendars August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Soybeans and corn are lower. Cattle are up. Hogs are mostly lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. Speed wins. That's why Stein is focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition and why they've released more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower on fund and technical selling. The market continues to face pressure from mostly favorable crop development conditions. Traders are looking ahead to next week's scheduled trade talks between the U.S. and China. August beans down 6.5 at 9.97¾. September beans down 5.5 at $10.25. Corn is lower on fund and technical selling. Crop development weather has been mostly favorable there as well. The market's looking ahead to next week's crop conditions updates from the USDA. September corn's down 3.25 at 3.98¼. December corn's down 3 at 4.17¾. The wheat complex is mixed, mostly lower on spread trade. The market's watching the results of an industry spring wheat tour. U.S. wheat does remain at a competitive disadvantage on the global market. In Chicago, September wheat's down 6¾ at 5.34¾. December wheat's down 6.5 at 5.54¾. In Kansas City, September wheat's down 5¼ at 5.23¼. And in Minneapolis, September wheat's down a penny at 5.84½. Live and feeder cattle are up, waiting on direct business to develop in this afternoon's cattle reports from the USDA. August lives are up 60 cents at 226.40. October lives up 102 at 223.17. August feeders are up 177 at 330.67. Hogs are mostly lower on spread trade with ongoing uncertainty surrounding demand. August lean hogs down 12 at 108.07. October lean hogs down 105 at 90.05. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Developing better blueberries. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Consumers today have exponentially more choices when it comes to blueberry flavor profiles. Brad Moore, CEO of MBG Marketing, says significant investments have been made in breeding and genetics. But flavor profile isn't the only improvement consumers are experiencing.
The health benefits of these new berries, they're loaded in antioxidants, anthocyanins, polyphenols, all of the more modern medical research that talks about what makes the blueberry a superfruit. Is those characteristics are evaluated in our selection process. So there's a buzzword in our industry and even throughout the country where it's food as prescription medicine, right? So moving away from pharmaceutical solutions to maybe natural, holistic, plant-based solutions, and we've really embraced that. These new selections that we are evaluating are naturally produced and grown, and there's a Harvard Medical School study that's been published over 20 years that talks about how beneficial blueberries are to managing diabetes symptoms these new varieties just continue to dovetail along with the consumer's trend toward a healthier lifestyle.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Are you thinking about a kitchen remodel? Start with Harkey Lumber, where expert staff can help you design your new layout and offer trusted cabinet lines like Craftmate and Miralac Classic. And cabinets aren't just for kitchens. They add stylish storage to your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even create a custom entertainment center. To top it off, a countertop that fits your space and your style. For all your cabinet needs, call 985-7207 or stop at Harkey Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
WRCO 2025 Radio Auction for Grace will be held July 28th through August 1st. Again, this year we have many items generously donated by area merchants, individuals, and teams, and we'll be giving you the opportunity to bid on those from 10 until noon each day, Monday through Friday, July 28th through August 1st. But you need a bidder number, so call us between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. at 608-647-2111, and we'll get your information and get you that bidder number so you can help out. All of the money will go to Grace from every item that is sold from this year's Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Grace Radio Auction, coming up Monday through Friday, July 28th through the 1st of August on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Florida, the Justice Department meeting for a second day with Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, who is in prison for sex trafficking. It comes as President Trump is facing mounting bipartisan pressure to release the full Epstein files. Before leaving for Scotland, the president facing reporters, ABC's Mary Bruce with more.